Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the 1996 film, Jerry Maguire, Cuba Gooding Jr. plays the part of fictional wide receiver Rod Tidwell playing for the Arizona Cardinals. And in this film, he blurts out what has become one of the most often quoted movie lines of recent years and certainly in pop culture. He says at one point in the movie, "Show me the money. Show me the money." He was fed up with hearing about possible contract deals and promises of better pay and such. He didn't want to hear any more about what might be. He wanted tangible proof that he could see with his own eyes. He wanted to be shown the money, because seeing is believing. That's part of what makes the debate of creation versus evolution so interesting and so enduring and also so ambiguous. Because other than God himself, there were no eyewitnesses. Creationists can offer up their set of beliefs and their supporting scientific and logical data to bolster their claims, and evolutionary scientists can do the same, but in the end, each set of proofs is nothing more than hearsay, because the only eyewitness to the beginning, to that event, again, was God himself. And God has a conflict of interest in the debate, and thus God cannot be considered a credible witness. How's that for irony? But that is not the case as concerns Jesus and his life and his identity. You see, the record that we have of Jesus is from eyewitness accounts of people who actually saw him, heard him, touched him. There is no hearsay attached to the gospel record, save for perhaps if we're talking about the Gospel of Luke. But these are not second and third hand folks writing about what they heard through the first century grapevine. These are people who witnessed with their own eyes Jesus walk on water, who heard with their own ears the voice from heaven declare Jesus to be the beloved Son of God, who touched with their own hands the resurrected body of Jesus. What we have in the written record in the New Testament is the first hand eyewitness accounts of those who beheld the majesty of Jesus with their own eyes. And thus there is no reason to discredit or disavow these historically documented truths about the nature of Jesus. And yet folks do, don't they? All the time. Why? Well, I suppose for one reason, because nowadays you can't trust what you see. We live in an age of trick photography and Photoshop and airbrushing and video manipulation. We have learned not to believe everything that we see, because we know that much of what we see is a lie. For example, look up here at the screen for a moment at some of these pictures. This man does not have horns. And this woman is not kissing a sphinx. This person is not pushing over the Leaning Tower of Pisa. This helicopter is not really landing in that little cup. And this child is not eating an ice cream cone made of clouds. And yet, each one of you saw those things with your own eyes. But none of those things were real. They were all tricks. But Jesus rising from the dead is no trick. And neither was his death. And the Jews and the Romans made sure of that. The Roman soldiers would not allow Jesus or anyone else to be taken down from the cross until they were dead. Completely, fully, all the way dead. That's why one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with that spear. And the chief priests and the Pharisees would not allow anyone to steal the body, the dead body of Jesus, only then to claim later on that he had risen from the dead. And so they urged Pilate to have the tomb guarded, which Pilate then ordered. And thus there was no possibility that anyone could have been deceived about the complete deadness of Jesus. And there was no way that anyone, after Easter Sunday, could be tricked about the emptiness of the tomb. Jesus truly died. And he truly rose. And that grave that he was dead and guarded in after Sunday morning was truly empty. And some of the many folks who witnessed these things with their own eyes, they were the ones who wrote them down, leaving for us a record that we still read and we proclaim today. Our faith is rooted in history, the history of the human race. The record that we have in Holy Scripture did not originate with some cleverly invented stories in the minds of men. But men moved by God's Spirit reported what had been given to them to say. And then in the New Testament, men wrote down what they heard and what they had seen for themselves. And never was there anything to be gained for themselves by giving these reports. Think about it for a moment. The prophets were harassed. They were hated. They were finally, many times, killed for what they said and they wrote. And the apostles didn't fare any better. There was absolutely nothing for them to gain by claiming that Jesus was the Son of God and that he had risen from the dead. Had they not heard God's voice and seen the resurrected Christ, there would have been no reason to say that they did. Because such a message only resulted for them in a life of suffering, a life of service, and finally being martyred for those claims and for that faith. And thus we know that the words that they spoke are true. Jesus truly was and still is the beloved Son of God, just as the voice from heaven proclaimed him to be. And this same Jesus fully died on a cross as they in sorrow and shame witnessed and experienced for themselves. And he also truly rose from the dead as they in joy and disbelief saw him and touched him and talked with him with their own eyes and hands and voice. We are forgiven of our sins and we are promised a life beyond death because Jesus, our Lord and Savior, truly died and he truly rose. It's not something that we just believe because the Bible says so. But rather, the Bible says so because that's what truly happened. And therefore, we believe it. Our faith is not true because we believe it. We believe it because it's true. I don't care what the fossil record says. I don't care that we don't know when the dinosaurs walked the earth. I don't care what Bill Nye, the science guy, says. I care what all the eyewitnesses have said. And what they have reported. And what the men of history, moved by the Spirit of God, have recorded is that Jesus Christ is the very and the only Son of God. That he died on a cross. And he rose from a grave. And thus our sins have been forgiven. And our lives with God in eternity have been both procured and prepared. And you can take that to the bank. May we be so convinced and stand with such conviction, no matter what the world says, or how we even may feel, for the sake of him who died and who rose for us, Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen.